Welcome to Standard Chartered Money Insights, a podcast series by Standard Chartered Bank that brings you market views and insights on the go.
Welcome to Standard Chartered Money Insights. My name is Marco Iacchini, and I'm a cross-asset strategist from the Chief Investment Office. On today's episode of the podcast, we'll discuss the outlook for earnings reporting season and our latest insights on Chinese bond and equity markets. Joining me today for this conversation, I am glad to welcome Fukien Yap, Senior Investment Strategist. Now, without further ado, let's start today's conversation. Now, earnings season is kicking into high gear. And so, Fukien, what are the key takeaways in your view from the U.S. earnings season so far?
Yeah, thanks, Marco. It's kicking in, although it's relatively early days now. Only about 20% of companies in the S&P 500 has reported. Now, encouragingly, over 80% of companies who reported, they have beat on the earnings and revenue expectations. So Q3 earnings is now expected to grow by 34%, which is up from 25% at the start of the month. And also revenue growth has been revised up. It's now at 14% growth from 12% at the start of the month. Now, if you look at the earnings surprises from companies that have already reported, they've surprised by 13% to the upside. So this is a good start. It compares to the 5% average surprise that we were seeing in the 3 years before the pandemic. So 13% is a good surprise. Profit margins are being watched very closely this season. The market has been worried about cost inflation, whether they will squeeze your profits. But so far, it looks like the Q3 margins will be revised up. Because if you look at the earnings surprise, it's 13%. That's more than the revenue surprise of 3%. If we look at it from a sector point of view, sector-wise, financials have seen the biggest beat. They've seen a 21% earnings surprise. So this is helpful with the better economic outlook. We're seeing a further release of the loan loss provisions that were made during the pandemic days. The healthcare and industrials are the two next strongest sectors with about 12% earnings surprise. So the hospital visits resuming, that's helping your healthcare sector. And then you've got your cyclical expansion continuing, that helps the industrials. We're also seeing the inventory levels are now very low. So companies are rebuilding the inventory, which helps the industrial companies. Looking at the energy sector, there's been a 6% surprise on the earnings, which is below the index average. But we've got to look at this in the context for the earnings in the energy sector. We're looking at a 1,500% earnings growth. This is a very large number. It's due to the low base last year for the energy sector. It was really suffering during the pandemic. So the lower than the index kind of surprise in the earnings sector, 6%, it's not something you will be too alarmed about. Our preferred sectors in the US are the financials, healthcare, and the energy sector.
Thank you, Fukien. That was very comprehensive. If I may shift geographical focus for a moment, I would like to ask you about Chinese markets. Obviously, after the recent drawdowns, we're seeing a bit of a reversal of trend. So what is your take on this recent rebound?
Yes, we have on a 12-month horizon, we think Chinese equities are likely to underperform, actually, because regulatory uncertainties and challenges, they still remain. But short term, there are technical opportunities that exist. As you say, we've seen a rebound in the equities market. So the internet-related stocks have been rebounding. We've seen a lower-than-expected fine on companies like Meituan that's helping. And also, we see some headlines that Charles Munger in the US has been accumulating Alibaba shares. So that helps the sentiment. And technically, as well, this rebound has been following the mean reversion buy signals. So there are opportunities there, but we think key resistance remains, but investors can consider short-term tactical buying opportunities.
Thank you. That's helpful for equity markets. What about bond markets, though?
Yeah, you're right. It's not just the equities that have been rebounding. We also see that the China high-yield property sector bonds, they also rebounded sharply in the past week. Due to some of the bottom fishing activities that we are seeing here. But also, they've seen some coupon repayment from the weaker developers. So that's been helping the bonds to rebound for the sector. Volatility is likely to remain high, though, we think. A date to watch is the 23rd of October. That's the expiry day for Evergrande's coupon payment grace period. So there could be volatility around the dates as we watch that event. The sector's underlying contracted sales are also slowing. So in the coming weeks, we could see more developers come under scrutiny. So that will be causing some volatility. For investors who are willing to look through the volatility, though, we still hold a view that the risk reward is attractive over a 12-month horizon. We think that the Chinese and the Asia high yield bonds, they do offer a good attractive risk reward on a 12-month volatility, on a 12-month horizon, if you look through the volatility.
Great. And if we, to conclude the podcast, one more question, Fukien, please. What are your thoughts on further upside risks to US Treasury yields?
Yeah, thanks, Marco. US Treasury yields have been edging higher. It's been expectation of the Fed tapering that's helping the yields to go higher. And at the same time, global inflation looks like it is persisting. So this is making it creep up. There are potential developments that could make the yield go higher. And we're watching them. So one is your supply chain bottleneck. If that tightens further, that could cause more worries for inflation. Secondly, is your energy prices. We're going into the winter season in the Northern Hemisphere, where demand for fuel will increase. So if that causes the energy prices to go higher, that could have more knock-on impacts on inflation. There's also seasonality affecting the yields. So since 1991, two-thirds of the fourth quarter, we've seen the 10-year yields closing higher. So that's another impact as we head into Q4 now. And lastly, the debt ceiling discussion in the US in December, if that is resolved soon, that would help yields move higher as well. So these are the potential developments that we are watching. We do think that any overshoot in the Treasury yields is likely to be short-lived, we think, because the US monetary policy still stays relatively accommodative, and we do think global inflation is likely to be transitory. But it is a risk for higher yields. So developed market government bonds and your developed market investment-grade bonds, they are less preferred assets to us. These assets have got extended duration, which gives higher interest rate risk when rates go higher. And what we do prefer are your developed market high yield bonds and your Asian dollar bonds. Okay, these offer a yield premium buffer over the US Treasury, and they are less sensitive to yield increase due to the shorter duration. Therefore, we are preferring these two asset classes, your developed market high yield bonds and your Asian dollar bonds.
Thanks again, Fukien. Thank you for joining our conversation today. That is all for this episode of Standard Chartered Money Insights. If you would like to learn more or read our publications, please visit our website at sc.com under Latest Market Insights. As a reminder, if you enjoyed our discussion, please rate and review us wherever you get your podcast. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for listening to Standard Chartered Money Insights, a podcast series by Standard Chartered Bank. For more details on the latest market insights, subscribe to Standard Chartered Money Insights.